This is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade presents one of the country's greatest dance bands, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Are you lending all you can to bring the day of victory closer? Weren't there a few dollars in your last pay envelope that could have gone into war bonds but didn't? Then listen. There's a simple, easy way to figure out exactly your share in this fight. And if you'll get a pencil and a piece of paper now and put it beside your radio, we'll tell you how to do it later on in the program. Now let's listen to Duke Ellington. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is the unmistakable rhythm of Duke Ellington and his world-famous orchestra. Duke Ellington starts our parade with Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Here's a typical Duke Ellington tune in the style that made him famous. Caravan. Thank you.
This is Duke Ellington speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, before we started to play for you, we asked you if you had a pencil handy. If you have, now's the time to use it. Right, Mr. Wallington?
Yes, sir. Well, that pencil, ladies and gentlemen, can write down a few figures, and those figures will show most of you how much more money you can invest in war bonds. Here's how simple it is. Jot down what it costs you and your family to live each week. Put down the least amount of money you need for rent, food, car fare, doctors, insurance, taxes, and other necessary family expenses. And then write down how much each member of the family brings in each week. And don't forget bonuses and overtime. Now all you have to do is subtract what it costs to keep the family going from how much you all earn. And the difference is your extra money. Compare that with what you are now putting into war bonds through the payroll savings plan. You and your family, and only you and your family, will know whether it's too little. No one will force you to buy more bonds, for the American way is the voluntary way. But when you think of what our boys on the fighting fronts are doing without, so that you can make any money at all, I'm sure you'll raise the amount you're putting into war bonds by a few dollars a week at the very least. Figure it out yourself. It's your money. It's your future. More music in the Duke Ellington manner. As the Duke plays and Al Hibbler sings, It Can't Be Wrong. Rhythms of Harlem combined in this next tune. It's called Johnny Come Lately.
Thank you.
One of the most powerful weapons we can use against the Axis is a pencil. A pencil with which to jot down on one side of a piece of paper all the money that's coming into our homes, and on the other side, what it actually costs us to live. By trimming a little here and a little there, we're bound to come out with extra money. Maybe a dollar a week. Maybe 10. Maybe 50. That extra money belongs in war bonds. And it should go into them every single week through the payroll savings plan. Figure it out yourself. The United States Treasury Department thanks Duke Ellington and his orchestra for their appearance on this program, and also this station for the use of its facilities. Special material was written by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.